It is, I learned sometime after my 20s, a beautiful thing, gin. I'd seen my dad lovingly create that marvel of drinks, the martini, nightly after he was told by a doctor that a bit of alcohol each day might well do his ailing heart some good, but I'd usually shrugged off those drinks as from another generation while I favored my own hobby of sorts, the quest for beautiful beer and ale. Then it dawned on me. My dad usually drank his gorgeous-looking martinis alone, as others imbibed in whatever refreshing substances worked for them at happy hour. So why not join him? It would be the sociable thing, a father-son bonding thing. I tried one of his very dry, classic Tanqueray martinis up with an olive and made sure my face betrayed no hint of potential difficulty getting that first sip down. I won't say I was instantly hooked, but after that first sip of that first martini, I definitely thought this could work. And as I further noted the care and artistry of my dad's pour now of two martinis on those evenings we were together, I determined to look past the old-school nature of the martini and enjoy the juniper and the mild burn.
I want to try a gin because I'm in a gin distillery, so what would you recommend?
And you said?
I said ours, and Rancor, which is a Tanqueray gin. It tastes of lime, which is it's really, really nice, just delicious.
And now it turns out my dad is London chic, though he still lives in the States. Just ask the owners of new establishments like the Sipsmith, the Ginstitute, or this place, the City of London Distillery, and you'll hear, well, you might not hear very much because they'll all be drowned out by crowds of reasonably well-off or very well-off locals giving their newly found spirit a try. The City of London Distillery opened just a few weeks ago on a back street in the city's financial district and down about a dozen steps. The establishment's German-made stills sit behind glass like artwork in the evening hours as the curious gaze first at their gleaming copper shine, then across the crowded, wood-filled room to the bottles lining the dimly lit shelves behind the bar. Gin, it seems, is back, and we're not talking your Beefeater or Bombay or Tanqueray gin. The City of London Distillery is bottling its own, like a number of other new distillers in the capital and around the UK. It may only be 200 bottles in each batch, but it's enough to spark a flame that spirits entrepreneurs believe will burn and burn. The upper end of the gin market has reportedly seen a jump of 145% in the last year. Everyone has benefited from the new gin-focused bars because these places pour not only their own product, but the best of what, say, Tanqueray, Beefeaters, and Hendrick's offer. And if you're drinking, say, a gin and tonic, barmen and women will tell you you can't drink the high-end gins without high-end mixers. The quinine in your tonic, in fact, might be best if it's grown at 1,724 meters above sea level. So you'll be drinking the tonic water, of course, called 1724. To my dad, tonic, or anything that dilutes the gin significantly, is a no-go area, so he doesn't need to know that I tried a few different tonics this night at a friend's birthday bash. He does need to know that he started something for me that just happens to have put us both ahead of the curve, at least when it comes to the spirit once known here as Mother's Ruin, now a cause celeb for Londoners and quite possibly coming to a bright, shiny copper still in an atmospheric gin joint near you. Kyle McKinnon, DW, London.